don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas 66851, or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. So glad you're here. We are going to be talking about, I did promise shingles, so we're going to go over the shingles thing in a little bit. But we're also going to talk about menopause. And for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about this thing called hygiene hypothesis. Have you heard about that? So we're going to talk about that and how that may affect your immune system. And we do have a quack report, of course we do, and, you know, October is just rolling along, and coming up a week from tonight, we're going to be talking with Dr. Carly right here on Herb Talk, so I hope you can join us for that show, and we're going to see what's new in her world, especially vaccines, so she'll be here next, a week from tonight, and it'll be here before you know it. Well, before we get to the quack report, big salute and Semper Fi, praying for our righteous men and women, of course, in uniform, and I'm hitting the knees. I am seeking the Lord's face, rising up, asking the Lord to rise up righteous men and women across this land with a backbone. Just say no to all this nonsense. Just say no. And, you know, that's probably what they don't want to hear. Narcissists don't like no. They just don't like that. Oh, well, too bad. They're just going to have to get used to it. Get used to disappointment is what I got to say. And I think more and more people are just, you know, reaching that limit. They're getting there. They're getting there. But, you know, it's our job to ask the Lord for release from all this nonsense, and it's our job to ask. So if it's his will, he'll do it. But it's our job to ask. So seek the Lord's face. Mind the time. It grows short. Well, without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we got here? And the USDA has an alert here on chicken. You got chicken with salmonella, apparently. Department of Agriculture is warning the public that a salmonella outbreak has been traced back to Foster Farms chickens. Agency said about 280 illnesses in 18 states have been traced back to this raw poultry from three of their Foster Farm facilities in California. So the chicken was distributed mainly to stores in Oregon, Washington, and California, and that's where most of the sick people have been coming up, showing up there. So you know, you need to cook poultry to 165 degrees to kill all the pathogens. But you know, I say go beyond that and get organic chicken. You know, that hasn't been, you know, vaccinated, pumped full of antibiotics and fed arsenic. Yeah, there you go. What else is in the quack? Last but not least, in the quack report. History, a little history here on drug ads, you know, that show up on your TV screen right there in your personal living room. Mm-hmm. You know, before 1997, that wouldn't happen. And I don't remember ever when I was growing up seeing a drug ad. Mm-mm. Not on TV. Selling prescription drugs to the general public, you know, illegal, right? Even doctors can't come to your house and sell you a pharmaceutical drug. Yet your television ad is right there in your home, selling to you every day. Now, since 97, the United States government has allowed drug advertisers to sell their synthetic pills, and they're only communicating a small portion of the side effects and dangers because there's so many. They'd have to buy more airtime. Well, you know, the United States and New Zealand are the only industrialized countries to allow direct-to-consumer ads for prescription drugs. Other countries ban it. Wow. But until 97, the FDA made it nearly impossible, requiring all details of the drug's side effects, effectiveness, and contraindications to be listed. And of course, you know, there's not enough airtime in the world for that. So now the drug company only needs a major statement describing the risks, and then they just refer you to, you know, a toll-free number or another website for more information. PDR, if you got one of those. So, they, you know what? This is an interesting stat. Pharmaceutical companies spend over $100 billion advertising, promoting every year. Okay, now get this. In 1996, before ads went on the TV, they were, you know, they had a $9.2 billion in sales. But once they started their ad revenues on the TV, their sales went up a big 16% to $19.1 billion by 2001. Yeah. Now, American Association of Retired Persons, they took a poll. They said half of the doctors surveyed said that they are pressured by their own patients to prescribe a particular brand of drug that they've seen advertised on TV. So, in other words, the patients are encouraged to self-diagnose themselves by watching this advertisement, which has pretty much told them that, you know, you're going to get all the relief of all these symptoms we just told you this drug will offer. So the FDA, you know, they couldn't, you know, they can't regulate 75,000 pharmaceuticals per year if they tried. Yep. You know, they just can't. They have only, what, 60 review officials? The FDA says they review thousands of ads, but they can't review them all. So some are falling through the cracks there on regulations and stuff. So you all be careful out there. Yeah. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Oh, boy. I don't know about you, it's getting cold here in North Carolina. Got lots of wind, shaking the trees, all the leaves falling. So, you know, it's, I think, officially getting to be sweater weather. Yep, it is. I know, it gets a little warm during the day, but this week a little overcast and rainy, so it's starting to feel more like, you know, Halloween, that kind of time of year. Let's talk about hygiene hypothesis. I don't know if you're familiar with this term, but you may be asking, well, what does hygiene hypothesis mean? Well, in essence, it's a cleaner world or a cleaner lifestyle, and it's created what is being called hygiene hypothesis. So the idea that when we are exposed to infections, it can decrease the risk of allergies. So this idea was first brought forward in the medical community by David Strachan, and his work was published back in 1989 in the British Medical Journal. Now, should we care about this hypothesis? Well, I think it should concern everyone, as I don't think it is merely a hypothesis, and it can have a monumental effect on the human immune system. So natural physicians have known that, you know, our immune system needs to flex its muscles and come in contact with pathogens if it's going to, you know, protect us. So when children are born, what do? Well, they wash them with antibacterial soap. They vaccinate them and possibly give them antibiotics. And in most cases, a lot of these kids miss out on the colostrum in mother's milk, you know, the mother's protective antibodies. And by the child's third birthday, he or she has received nearly 30 vaccinations and should have, you know, a strong immune system. But, you know, it's science, and people are figuring this out, that that's not the case. These kids don't have a strong immune system. So what can we do? Well, maybe a little dirt won't hurt, you know? Maybe that's the philosophy we should accept instead of trying to sanitize our world. Now, I'm not knocking the clean lifestyle by any means, but the problem is that society is using more cleaning and sterilizing chemicals on a daily basis that, you know, with no germs to fight, our immune system is on vacation. And you may say, well, so what? Well, Science Daily asks this question: is a little dirt good for your immune system? Well, according to pediatric physician Mark McMorris of the University of Michigan Health System, he says, when we strive to eliminate all germs from our environment in an attempt to prevent spreading germs, he said this is known as hygiene hypothesis, and as a result, our immune systems, which are designed to be engaged in fighting germs, is instead reacting on an allergic level. So the question is an ultra-clean lifestyle causing this problem, or is it the immune system's reaction to vaccines, or both? Well, let me read you this quote by Dr. Erica von Mutis, health researcher. She says this, interesting thought. So she says, the human immune system evolved two types of biological defenses. When one defense system lacks practice fighting bacteria and viruses, perhaps from an overly sanitary lifestyle, the other system becomes too powerful and overreacts as an allergic reaction to harmless substances like pollen, for instance. End of quote. Well, I think she's got part of it right. You know, I really do. Let's talk about your unburdened immunity, because that's what the medical community says it's done for you with vaccines and antibiotics. Medicine looks at the invention of your broad-use antibiotics as a tool that essentially unburdened your natural immune system with, you know, that pesky task of having to fight off bacteria, and in some cases even life-threatening bacteria. So based on what science is now learning about bacteria's ability to mutate, that even if antibiotics had been used sparingly over the last 75 years, that we would still end up with drug-resistant bacteria. Now, before the invention of antibiotics and vaccines, those with the strongest immune systems survived. They survived the childhood illnesses, the plagues, the flu, the pneumonia pathogens. And strong immune systems are directly linked to those getting good nutrition, generational resistance through DNA, and antibodies passed down through breast milk. Dr. Mark McMorris, University of Michigan Health System, he says this: the natural immune system does not have as much to do as it did 50 years ago because we've increased our efforts to protect our children from dirt and germs. End of quote. Huh. Wow. Okay. Yeah, our lives are different. You know, we have smaller families, you know, fewer children. But they're, you know, crowded usually in daycares and schools where pathogens are passed about. But immune systems aren't able to combat them, so antibiotics are pumped in. Over-the-counter drug products are pumped in. So it's a no wonder kids have more allergies than they did 50, 70 years ago. All right, let's just consider this thing for a minute, this idea. Maybe your immune system's been laid off, you know? What modern medicine has essentially done through vaccines and antibiotics is give our natural immune system a pink slip. Few lifelong immunity opportunities are offered these days to your immune system. Unless, of course, you take a proactive stance. So if the immune system is prevented from working, you know, suppressed by drugs or paralyzed by vaccines, it can become disabled, like in a wheelchair, if you will. You know? So if allergic reactions seem to be the most it can muster. Really? Now, according to Dr. McMorris, the average family of 50 years ago had twice as many children with fewer allergies because the children were exposed to bacteria and viruses more. Now, modern medicine would have you believe that our cleaner society lends itself to less disease, but more allergies. So more allergy-riddled people will create more allergy-prone generations, according to Dr. McMorris. Are you accepting this? Are you going to accept this as the price that you have to pay for fewer diseases? You know, fewer head colds and whatever. I tend to disagree. Allergies are a disease, for one thing, because they're treated with drugs. They have their own insurance ICD-9 and CPT codes. Right? Yeah. So in essence, what we've done is we've swapped a few diseases for one big category of diseases called allergies, but it's also known as internal medicine. It really is. So we've also reduced the functionality and efficiency of our natural immune system by controlling the natural exposure to bacteria and viruses and promoting an artificial exposure through vaccinations, which, you know, cripple your immune system. They really do. Well, here's the doctor's advice. Not me, but physicians nationwide will encourage people to use common sense with regards to disinfecting your lives out there. But in the same breath, they urge us to keep getting vaccinated. So common sense dictates that artificial infections through vaccines are anything but natural, and they tend to shock the immune system. Now, according to Dr. Russell Blaylock of the Advanced Nutritional Concepts, he said vaccines are pumped full of powerful adjuvants, and they can overstimulate an immune system and paralyze it. So there are numerous medical studies that established from 2006, 7, and 8 that vaccines do not protect us against disease, and there is little, if any, real scientific evidence that they do. So vaccinations also do not offer that lifelong immunity to certain diseases. However, if the immune system is allowed to work to overcome a disease unhindered, the lifelong immunity to that disease is established. And that was pretty much reported in the Cochrane Database of Systematic Review of 2006. And they also pointed out that a child who reaches the age of 3 that has not been vaccinated, has no allergies, and has a stronger immune system than an adult male or female who's been vaccinated. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, we've got the movers and the shakers. The movers and the shakers, you know, wanting to get the globe to zero. Getting to zero is the new thing. You know, have you heard about that one? Well, what part of modern healthcare is being used in ways to average, the average person actually refers to even think about it? It's too offensive. It's too shocking. It's too awful. So what part of modern healthcare is being used that the average person doesn't even want to think about? Well, let's ask Bill Gates. Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, he states, we can control 10 to 15% of the global population through healthcare, vaccines, and reproductive health services to lower the population from 6.8 billion to 1 billion. So what does that tell you? They want to kill you with healthcare, with vaccines that shut off your reproductive system, kind of sterilize you. That would be the tetanus vaccine, I believe. Everybody gets a tetanus shot. Everybody going to college gets a tetanus shot. So this tells me that they are using disease to suppress the natural immune system with artificial infection, also known as your vaccination, and they want to increase the susceptibility to allergic diseases and further suppress the natural development of the human immune system. So most internal medicine or degenerative diseases are created by corrupting the immune system, and they're doing that through artificial infection, vaccines. Yep, getting to zero. Save the planet, Mother Earth, trumps human life. Well, you know, folks, if you're worried about your immune system, you can rebuild it. So if you've been vaccinated, if you've used antibiotics, if you use antibacterial sundry items to ultra clean your life, then I'd say you have some immune system rebuilding to do. So stop what you're doing. Stop corrupting your immunity and start strengthening it. So within a short time, you're going to notice the difference, and your resistance level is going to be much higher. So if you get the flu, you can overcome it in just 2 days instead of 10 days. So if you're interested in learning how to accomplish that, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for their line of immune boosting, which are natural organic herbal formulas. They also have cleansing products, you know, cleanse the system of toxins, also unburdens your immune system. So call the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, their international number, if you're outside the U.S., is 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you can visit their web store, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your real health care options just became endless. Now, hey, they got this thing now. If you want to receive a free copy of the Power Herbs ebook, now this is a book that's emailed to you, so it's a PDF file, 400-page book, full of herb secrets, incredible, enlightening opportunity for you. You can get a free copy with your order of $45 or more, but the offer ends on the 9th, so that ends tomorrow. So if you're interested, you go to the powerherbs.com website. If you want to order online, right there on the homepage, you can cut and paste the discount coupon to use in the shopping cart. Or if you want to phone in your order, you can just mention it, and we'll take care of it on our end. So check that out as soon as you can. Get a Power Herbs ebook today, $14.99 value, absolutely free with your herb order of $45 or more. So if you're thinking about getting, you know, some immune-boosting herbs, you can get some more information absolutely free with your order. Okay. Speaking of more information, if you haven't signed up for the free online newsletters that you can on the powerherbs.com website, I encourage you to do so. They go out each week. You can go to the powerherbs.com website, click on books and newsletters, and there's a couple of newsletters you can pick from. And the American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, so today's Tuesday, and various topics, health, finance, you know, political stuff. So it's a smattering of things. And then if you're just interested in the natural therapy stuff, then you can check out the HealthQuest newsletter that goes out on Fridays, and they're absolutely free. So you can just sign up, put them in your shopping cart, zero, check out, you pay nada, and you get absolutely great articles, information that you're not going to get anywhere else, and it's free, and it's empowering information. That's what I like about it. It empowers you. So it wouldn't be up there if it didn't. That's the truth. I feel like Lily Tomlin, and that's the truth. But what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, don't forget Dr. Carly's next week. And also, if you're thinking about stocking up on some backup currency, gold and silver coins, I can recommend Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can go to their website. They have a link, actually, on our links page, so you can just click on that to get on over there. As for Melanie Cederstrom, she's an awesome lady, and she knows everything there is to know about the market. And she'll tell you what she thinks, honest. Her number is toll-free at 800-375-4188. That's who I call. If I want to, you know, get some tangible asset that won't evaporate into nothing, I'll call Melanie. Say, Melanie, got some money here. Can I trade it in for something real? And she goes, absolutely. 800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And you will not be disappointed. Absolutely great. Okay, so I see we're coming up to a break, but, you know, we're going to talk about, on the other side, we're going to talk about shingles, and we're going to talk about menopause. No need to suffer. We got solutions for that. Be right back.
She's so mean, I don't care. I love her eyes and why. life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
On Herb Talk Live, I'm your resident herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we were, for the first part, we were learning about, you know, hygiene hypothesis. In other words, if you're, you know, being too sterile in your lifestyle is that really going to be detrimental to your overall immune system working for you? And pretty much the scientific data says, yeah. And I agree. You know, a little dirt can't hurt, you know. And let's talk about shingles. Shingles, you know, people who have had chickenpox can get this later on in life. This chickenpox virus kind of rears its ugly head, and they call it shingles. And you don't want shingles, but there is a lifetime risk that you may get them. The risk is like 2 in 10 people who have had chickenpox will eventually also have shingles. Now, in the United States, about 500,000 people contract the shingles every year. That's about 1,500 people a day. So this is a very painful and disabling disease, more uncomfortable than the chickenpox. So people over 50 years of age tend to get the shingles, probably because, you know, their immune system takes a little dip. You know, sometimes stress, shock, emotional trauma, you know, death in the family, you know, something like that can bring it on. And or, you know, not eating well, you know, not staying healthy and letting that immune system dip. And then, of course, it's the opportune moment for the shingles virus to kind of take off. So we're going to find out some natural ways that you can deal with this. So what exactly is shingles? It's a virus. It's the varicella zoster virus called caused by your chickenpox. Now, that is that pesky childhood disease known as chickenpox. It tends to lay dormant after the person recovers from the initial outbreak. And the virus is like a bunch of squatters that kind of camp out on your nerve tissue. And they like to hang out on your cerebral ganglia or your cranial nerves or even your posterior nerve roots. That's where they kind of just, you know, hang out. And as you get older, the virus can, you know, kind of be reactivated and you get the shingles. Now, modern medicine really doesn't know why this happens. And as the reactivated virus spreads, it continues to multiply on the ganglia nerves and it destroys most of the host neuron while it travels down the sensory nerves to your skin. So this would explain why shingles is worse than the chickenpox, right? And you will break out in blisters and be in severe pain if you tend to have an outbreak of the shingles. So who's at risk? Well, people over 50, as I stated, those who have weak immune systems, people with HIV, people taking chemotherapy or radiation treatments, transplant recipients because they take those immune suppressant drugs, and those that are experiencing a lot of stress in their lives. So those that take the chickenpox vaccine, for instance, are also going to be at risk because you are intentionally injecting this virus into the bloodstream. So what are the symptoms? Well, some doctors will not get the diagnosis right at the first time because early symptoms tend to mimic other conditions like a diabetic peripheral neuropathy, the flu, appendicitis, and even pleurisy. So early symptoms are going to include some fever, that overall weak feeling, and within 2 to 4 days, then you get that burning sensation, some shooting pains, tingling or itching on one side of your body or on the face. So the pain normally is going to last 4 weeks, the rash or the blisters that appear usually within 14 days, and they contain this clear pus-filled fluid. So the blisters are going to scab over in about 10 days, and that's after they appear. But you want to be careful not to rupture the blisters or they become more infected. So such infection tend to enlarge your lymph nodes, your glands, and they can become infected as well. So with the disease, sometimes it appears on your face, and there's a risk of a complication that could involve your hearing or even your vision. So if the shingles virus reaches the cornea of your eye and it infects the cornea, there is a chance of temporary or even permanent blindness. Now, dizziness and loss of taste are also very common symptoms with the shingles, and in rare occurrences, if the infection encompasses the central nervous system, you may have some muscle atrophy or motor paralysis that can occur. Now, another symptom that occurs is considered a residual symptom called post hepatic neuralgia, which is a persistent pain from the shingles that lingers for months or even years after the outbreak is resolved. So this usually happens with elderly patients. So what does modern medicine do for this? Well, modern medicine, they are trying to come up with a vaccine for the shingles to prevent it. I personally wouldn't go there because they're going to vaccinate you with more chickenpox virus, basically. It makes little sense to me to inject the very virus into your bloodstream that you're trying to overcome in the first place. It could overstimulate your immune system and paralyze it, and then you could have like a super severe outbreak of the shingles. And I don't know. You could even have a deadly form if you go that route. So I would be careful. Do your homework on that. Makes no sense to me to do the vaccine. Taxpayer money is going, though, to develop the vaccine called the National Shingles Prevention Study Group. They've conducted this research with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. They are currently recruiting volunteers for the vaccine at the clinical center at Bethesda, Maryland. Until they develop the vaccine, though, you'll just pretty much have to settle for some antiviral drugs they hand out, which slightly deters the rash, and they give you a corticosteroid cream, which is supposed to help with pain. Oddly enough, doctors recommend their patients use capsaicin, which is a pungent crystalline compound derived from cayenne. It's a source of hotness in your hot peppers, and it numbs pain, numbs your nerve endings for pain. But, of course, natural herbalists already knew that. You can even layer in some ginger root if you want. Also, real cayenne is a real cayenne. Don't get the synthetic kind. Not going to help as well. Now, during the illness, you want to avoid starches and sugars. The sugar is going to feed the virus, and that's not good for the central nervous system as well. The starches also create a mucus to prevent toxin removal. However, you can have some natural juices with no added sugars to them, and you can use a little honey or stevia, which is a natural sweetener for your hot beverages. Also, you may want to detox your system. You know, lift the burden off the immune system that is suppressing it, and you can forget having a shingles outbreak. So you would want to do your bowel cleansing, your urinary tract cleanse, your liver, gallbladder, and your blood system cleanse if you want to do the major cleanses. Some other essential aids that you may find helpful is your immune-boosting herbs to keep your immune system heightened. Now, during the outbreak, you could use your echinacea roots. That will shorten your duration of illness while you're having the shingles, so you can check that out. Also, interesting enough, the medical journals have listed some studies on the barberry, mainly because it has some bacterial-fighting alkaloids known as barberine. Scientists and doctors have concluded that the barberry, with its barberine, contains some major compounds that will kill staph infections, strep, diarrhea pathogens, salmonella, and the shingles virus, just to name a few. So barberry, it's a bark, barberry bark, okay? So you'll want to check that out. Not bayberry, okay? That's different. Barberry. Also, some other things you could do is you can use some relaxation herbs to take the stress off the central nervous system that's being pinged by this virus. So the body heals faster when the nervous system is calm. So I would use some valerian root, some lobelia herb to take the stress and tension out of the muscles and the nervous system. And you can also even topically apply these herbs to the sores. Okay. Other herbs that are used topically, you could use a little cayenne liquid. Remember that capsaicin to numb the nerve endings? You can apply that as well. And even some garlic juice is very good at preventing any of those sores from becoming infected. What you could do is soak a cotton cloth in an herbal solution of these herbs and then apply it like a compress onto the sores. Now, for the pain management, I like to use some natural herbs with that will reduce inflammation and pain, but without all the side effects from those anti-inflammatory non-steroidal drugs and aspirin. So I'll use willow bark and meadow sweet, and this will help. It has some salicin in it. So if you do have an allergy to aspirin, you probably will have a sensitivity to willow bark and meadow sweet because they do have a salicin alkaloid in them. So you can use that. Also, some nutrition, some super nutrition for the immune system to work with is good. It also helps to repair the nerves. So some organic whole food vitamins is nice. Avoid the petrochemical, the synthetic ones. If you're looking for a nice mineral protein-based plant organic powder you can mix in juice, I recommend the Body Foundation food mix that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. By the way, they also have the barberry bark in a tincture. And they also have some liquid cayenne to put on the sores. And, of course, your willow bark and meadow sweet is their pain anti-inflammatory formula, so you can check that out there. Now, if you have severe shingles, there is another formula that they have at the powerherbs.com website. It's called the Parkinson's Kit. It's really interesting. The nervine herbs in that kit help with the pain associated with the shingles. So it's something that's really good for the condition of tremors, and which is a nervous system disorder. So for some reason, these same nervine herbs work real well for the shingles. So also some body massage is also great. And don't forget to drink lots of clean water and get some good rest and as much as you can, because that is very important when you're trying to heal and overcome an illness such as that. So there's lots you can do for the shingles without having to go the pharmaceutical route. All right, we got some time left over, so we're going to talk about the menopause thing. A lot of people call and say, you know, I've tried some of those herbs for menopause. I've tried some wild jam. I've tried hops. I've tried this. I've tried that. I really didn't get any benefit. Well, that's because those female herbs you were mentioning need to be used together. So that's the secret when it comes to using herbs for a smooth transition through menopause. So let's take a look at women entering menopause. There's some phases that you want to look at. Some women have a higher risk of metabolic syndrome, stroke or heart disease, obesity and diabetes. And I don't want to, overstipulate this, but there's 32 million female baby boomers out there that are going to be entering the menopause phase of life. And this means about 6,000 women a day in the United States start menopausal symptoms. The sheer numbers of this is staggering, really. Got a lot of middle-aged ladies with hot flashes and night sweats and irritability and things like that. So there's no need for that. There's no need for those symptoms. And we're going to show you how you can avoid that. Now, menopause, also known as the change of life, is going to happen because it's a natural occurrence. However, how it happens is going to make all the difference, and you get to decide that. Malnourished women are going to experience menopause on average 4 years earlier than their healthy counterparts. Women who begin menstruation at an earlier age will most likely have a delayed menopause. The natural transition is when those ovaries stop manufacturing eggs and the menstrual cycle decreases and eventually stops as the body ceases production of female hormones, the estrogen and the progesterone. So when this happens, some women have a gradual tapering off of the menstrual activity, which can take about 3 years to stop altogether. So for other women, menopause is as if someone just flipped a switch and everything just completely stops all at once. So those are a couple of scenarios. Either way, menopause is a natural event, which women, you know, if they want to get through this smoothly as possible, I can't blame them. And you also want to be careful. You want to check your boron levels. Your mineral boron is responsible for the production of the hormones. So that's going to be a key factor in a lot of that transition, too. So here are the symptoms a lot of women experience, and these are symptoms you do not want to have when it comes to menopause. 6,000 women enter menopause every year. usually around the age of 52. They start missing their periods. They have some sleep disturbances, some hot flashes, night sweats, vaginal dryness, mood swings, lack of sex drive, and so forth. So these women are going to be told that the hot flashes are caused by an increase in blood flow to the blood vessels of the head and upper cervical area. Their vaginal dryness is because of the vaginal wall tissue is thinning. Their libido change and mood swings are due to the lack of hormones, and this is normal because 75% of all women go through this. Well, that's not normal. That's not how it's supposed to be. If women are experiencing these severe symptoms, it is because their female system is off balance to begin with, and it's not making that smooth transition through menopause. You know, when I think about this, I think of a car that needs a tune-up. I know, this is kind of, you know, giving you a visual. You know, if you got a spark plug wire or a spark plug that's just not firing right, you know, it's just not firing right, you're going to run down the road a little shaky. When you idle, the car is going to shake a little bit, get a little vibration. You're going to roll down the road and you feel like the thing's tugging, like someone was tugging on a fishing lure. You know, that's how it feels when you're driving. So that's kind of like it is when you're trying, the body's trying to go through menopause. It's like all of the cylinders aren't firing right, and you're having a bumpy ride, okay? You can smooth that out. Oh, yes, you can. You can make all of that go away. And we want to age gracefully. So women and society have a negative view of menopause as a sign of old age instead of a natural process. Now, the Greek term menopause means month and succession. Simply put, the monthly menstrual cycle stops. With 80% of women unhappy with their physical appearance, willing to invest in plastic surgery or spend hundreds per month on anti-aging products, you can see why this segment of the market has grown to about 400% since the 1990s. So how is a woman to age gracefully in a society that values youth? Well, let's look at some studies. A recent menopausal study focused on what women can do to minimize the symptoms of menopause. The study was from India, and they found that women who modified their diet, exercised to control their weight, did some kind of strengthening and stretching exercise at least 5 days a week, reduced their stress levels and their symptoms of menopause. Okay, so the severity of the menopausal symptoms were reduced when you relieved your stress and you moved. Your body was in motion. You actually got out there and stretched, maybe did some yoga or some exercise of some kind that was appropriate for you. Now, currently, female patients are less willing to take hormone replacement drugs after evidence increased there's a risk of cancer, and taking those hormone replacement drugs are a risk. So about 40% of menopausal women are choosing some over-the-counter herbal remedies to help them with their menopausal symptoms. So products such as soy and vitamin E, wild jam, like I mentioned, the cohosh, are high on the list, and people pick those things up. So what influences the female consumer in her selection of these products? Well, it is said that over half, 54%, say safety is why they chose a particular product. 29% say side effects influence their buying decision. So to assist manufacturers wishing you didn't know what they do know, we do have a download on our website. It's just you click and you can download it. It's called the 9-question sheet. So this is important information when you select any supplement product out there on the market. It gives you inside information on quality. So you can go to the powerherbs.com website and you can click on the About Us page, and you'll see 9-question, and it's in two different formats, Word and PDF, and you can pick one. And you can assess a lot of products out on the market with these 9 questions. Now, there are a few pharmaceutical products that can claim a track record, very few, that can claim a track record of 60 years of safe use with no side effects. So if you could find such a product that works and doesn't create short or long-term health problems, wouldn't you want to use that? Well, I think most people would respond with a resounding yes. Well, Dr. John Christopher was an amazing herbalist who had a clinic for 60 years in Utah. And he retired, but then he opened the school called the School of Natural Healing. And he decided all the years that he practiced and, you know, fine-tuned a lot of the herbal preparations on what worked in this situation, what worked in that. So he decided, well, you know, I'm going to teach this to others so they can carry on. So he opened a school, and he taught everything he knew to his students about herbs. So Apothecary Herbs carries on that philosophy. Those formulations that Dr. Christopher teaches are all used in their products. So actually, I'm a former student of the school as well. So all the formulas at the powerherbs.com website that are made by Apothecary Herbs come from that healing background, come from that track record, that established historical guideline, if you will. And just, you know, the stuff just works. His formulas are just awesome. So you have some herbal tools out there at your disposal. Now, keep in mind that there are 6 female herbs, and you want to use them all together in the same product. So this is where you're going to get those benefits and that smooth transition through menopause, so you can bend over and tie your shoe, and you don't feel so clumsy and irritated, and you don't have those night sweats and hot flashes, and just feel, you know, more in control. Basically. So if you're interested, you can check out the female maturity formula that the folks at thepowerherbs.com have there for you. And you can get it in 3 different sizes. The small one, if you want to check it out. And of course, the larger sizes save you money as you transition through menopause. So it may take you a couple of months to get through menopause. Some people takes a little longer. It just depends on that person. So you can check that out at your convenience at thepowerherbs.com. website, or you can give them a call toll free at 866-229-3663 and request a free product catalog. And if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That toll free once again, 866-229-3663. And of course, 704-885-0277 if you're international, or just visit the website. thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, if you're placing an order, if your order's over $45, you qualify for a free Power Herbs ebook. So you can put the Power Herbs ebook in your shopping cart, and when you check out, it'll take that amount off your balance. So very cool to get a 400-page book on herbs, natural healing, cleansing, how to make your own herbal tinctures, all kinds of neat things in that book, The Power Herbs. So check that out. You'll get it free, $14.99 value, when you place your herb order of $45 or more. And that is good through tomorrow. So time's a-wasting. Chop, chop. If you want to get that book, get over to thepowerherbs.com website or mention it when you call in to place an order. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.